mustache. Not a mustache.
A mustache. Big mustache, thick mustache. My mustache, your mustache. Say the word mustache.
A mustache.
Now we both have said mustache. A mustache. If you only got a mustache.
Yeah, that intro never is not good.
Yes.
There's probably a better way of saying what I just said.
It's always
that
good.
That intro never disappoints.
That's
what I'm trying to say.
Never fails to hype you up for a rousing game of mustache, not a mustache.
The mustache-themed quiz show that is sweeping the valley.
That's America's fastest-growing facial hair-related quiz sensation.
I hope. All right, let's do this thing.
All right, so here's how we play, because we have a new player today, Luke Lipinski.
Yeah, I hear Bicht is, like, really good at this, too.
No, he was really good at it.
He's still really good at it, but Vinny took his game to another level in the last month or so.
A lot of mustache research.
Yeah, he's been really boning up on mustache-related stuff.
Do you have to have a mustache? Like, does that help? Like, do you think Vince has grown a mustache?
He actually has had a mustache during a lot of this competition.
Yeah, that's true.
Because he's had a beard.
That's true.
So, I think... it's up or down. We don't know yet. The data's not in on whether it helps you or not. But here's how it will work. I will play a soundbite. It could be a quote. It could be a song. And you will have to tell me, first of all, if the person talking or singing has a mustache or does not have a mustache.
Okay.
And then you can get a bonus point if you identify the person correctly. So you can get up to 2 points for each question. First one to 10 wins. And we'll have a tiebreaker if we get to 10 at the same time.
One question for you, because you kind of touched on it. If somebody has full beard and mustache, like everything, that counts as a mustache.
Absolutely.
Because I always just think mustache is just like nothing
else. It could be just a mustache. It could be a goatee. It could be a full beard. As long as they have hair on their upper lip, it could be designated as a mustache.
Well, okay, right. Okay.
Yeah,
Let's not make this any more complicated.
5 o'clock shadow. Okay,
okay, here we go.
All right, so here's the first one. We'll start with a musical clue for you, Luke Lipinski, as the guest.
Absolutely.
Some people call me the space cowboy, yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice, 'cause I speak of the pompousness of love.
Do I jump in or do we play the
whole
album?
No, for the people playing at home, please allow all sound bites to finish.
Okay,
all right. All right. There you go. Luke?
It's the Steve Miller Band.
Right. So, Steve Miller, I'll give you that.
Well, yeah.
Is the singer.
I'm going to assume Steve Miller has a mustache when he's singing that.
You
if
are
he
incorrect.
Doesn't, he should. Well, he should. He should.
It is Steve Miller, but he does not have a mustache.
There, so do I get anything?
You get one point.
Okay,
you get one point. And that is the difficulty of mustache on a mustache when you know the person, but you can't picture them in your head.
Yes.
All right.
It's a guessing game. A
musical one for you, Dan.
All right. That would be, I need Vinny here to do one of his Metallica screams.
Yeah.
That is James Hetfield, and that is most assuredly a mustache.
That is a big old mustache.
A big mustache.
At this point, especially in his career. Okay, you're already behind the eight ball. I'll give you, all right.
We're one question in, Jared. It's okay.
If it helps, I knew James Hetfield had a mustache, and Lars is probably going to sue us for playing his music.
That's true, yeah. I think I played just enough that it came to copyright. All right, Luke?
I am Thor, son of Odin. As long as there is life in my breast, I am running out of things to say. Are you ready?
Do you want the actor's name, I would assume?
Because
he said Thor.
That's right.
Okay, so I would assume that's Chris Hemsworth.
Correct.
And, yeah, he always has a mustache.
That's correct.
Well
he does. As Thor, he does have a mustache. All right.
He should get an Oscar for his imitation of Fat Thor, by the way.
Tremendous.
That was tremendous.
This might be a little difficult, but I have a belief in you on this one, Dan. All right.
Wow. I haven't a clue, but I'm going to guess Jabba the Hutt, not a mustache.
No. That was Jason Momoa.
Oh.
In Game of Thrones,
Was it really?
Yeah, speaking Dothraki there.
That's
with of glorious.
You know what you're doing? You're
mustache.
Doing this to me now. You're giving me these questions that I'm missing that are going to cause great personal anxiety.
That was a tough one, but I thought because you were a Game of Thrones guy that you might have connected
man.
That.
I don't want to say anything, but he gave me a question where the guy said his name in the clip, and he gave you a question where the guy was speaking a made-up language.
Right. Right, right.
Well, you are the guest, though, so that's you might get a little bit.
Okay.
All right, here
I need
go.
That. Luke?
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby.
Oh, no. I figured I would at least know all the music ones.
Yeah, come on now.
That sounds like the definition of yacht rock.
I can't believe you don't know that song or that voice.
I know the song. The voice is familiar, but I don't know why I can't place it on the radio right now, speaking to an entire city.
Right. Well,
just
guess a mustache.
But I will say mustache for sure.
You're incorrect.
Really?
That was Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
Oh, that was not what I was thinking.
Big sideburns, but no mustache. Elvis
I think
Presley.
The background, I think the instruments threw me off. I was thinking like Jimmy Buffett's nephew.
I got thrown off on a Tupac clue last week, it can happen.
Well, hey, nobody's ever heard of Elvis, right? I should be okay.
All right, Dan, here's yours.
All right. Chapter 3, but you up to your own tricks and chapters 5.
Elvis Costello, not a mustache.
It is Elvis Costello
with a mustache.
Not a mustache.
Good.
You are correct.
All right.
I was going to say, remember how this game is played sometimes. So the last one was Elvis Presley. That one was Elvis Costello.
Oh, right. So, right.
Is this one Elvis Gerbach?
You'll have to wait and see.
Is this Elvis not an Elvis, or is that a spinoff
show? That's a different spinoff show. All right, Luke, you need this one.
Yeah, I desperately do.
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world? Or do you need more? Is there something else you're searching for?
Bradley Cooper. In a movie I have not seen, but you made me watch the video 7,000 times for our music video.
Well, you guys actually had to do that. Yeah,
that's
or
right.
Not had to, but you did do it.
And mustache.
That is correct. He does have a mustache. All right. I need you guys to start getting them all right because I only have so many of these sound clips. All right. This is a bit of a to get your street cred back here.
Just waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kind of odd. No barking from the dog, no small. And mama cooked the breakfast with no harm.
That, of course, would be Ice Cube. The question becomes, yes, he had a mustache.
That is correct. Well done.
Solid.
Good job. All right. Luke?
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Wow, quick switch there from Ice Cube. Okay, so Lou Gehrig, no mustache.
Lou Gehrig, no mustache is correct. All right.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
That is Russell Crowe, Gladiator, definitely a mustache.
That is definitely correct.
Is that 10?
No, it is not. That's 8.
That's 8? Okay.
And you could win on the next one, though. All right. Oh, boy.
That sounds encouraging. I think Jared just cut power to the entire city.
All right. Here we go. I only have 2 more. So you better get them right. All right, Luke.
We've only each missed one. How many questions did you
That's not true. You've missed. All right, ready?
One and a half.
Right.
About 4 days ago, a plane landed at Idlewild Airport. The plane came from the Middle East, bearing a man who claims to be 2,000 years old. He spent the last 6 days at the Mayo Clinic. Sir, is it true that you are 2,000 years old?
Oh, boy.
Oh, this is going to bother me. I've heard that before.
Just the first voice.
The first speaker, not the old boy.
Not the old boy, yeah. But that was sort of a hint.
It's cracked me up.
I can't place it, and I don't want to spend 20 minutes trying to figure it out.
He's been in the news today, but can you guess mustache, not a mustache?
Let's go mustache.
Not a mustache. Your mustache, not a mustache guessing is awful.
Yeah,
you guess more than every guess. Yeah. It's Carl Reiner, who died today, unfortunately, at 98 years old, doing the 2,000-year-old man bit with Mel Brooks.
Oh,
so it's Mel.
Okay.
It's Carl Reiner, not a mustache.
All right.
Finally, for the win here, Dan.
All right.
Non de Medicar, that ball sure traveled far, Giancarlo.
That would be the most awful, what's that guy's name? John Sterling.
John Sterling.
And yes, mustache.
I don't think he has a mustache.
You don't think?
This is great. Are you out of clues?
I've never heard Alex Trebek
We're
be like,
nine
I'm not
to
sure.
six.
He does not. Well, I mean, I put not a mustache, but now that you said that, I double checked. He does not have a mustache.
Oh, darn it.
Oh, no.
Well,
we've run out of questions. You guys have done so mediocrely today.
Well, we got
but you
on
are
the
leading.
Other side. At, what?
You did
we'll just call it.
You did win after I ran out of clues. You had a higher score. You were up 9-7.
A mustache, a mustache, a mustache, big mustache, thick mustache, my mustache, your mustache. Say